Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We must talk about great catches because last night you said you think this is the greatest catch you've ever seen.
I sat there and I watched this at least 12 different times on highlight. And I was trying to come up with anything, including the Willie Mays catch, which is kind of the gold standard, but some of that is just because it's in the World Series and it's Willie Mays and it's a great catch. But
so,
hold on.
Last night, the A's have a center fielder named Denzel Clark.
Yes.
If you have not seen his catch from last night, look it up. It's freaking incredible.
And I just am struggling and going back. And I believe me, I went down a rabbit hole because I was just sitting on the couch wheezing and then making my way to the toilet. I had nothing else to do.
Nice.
So I'm watching Griffey clips. I'm watching, by the way, a lot of great Eric Davis catches that
got one that I think tops. Well,
there's Jimmy. I mean, there's a lot of great catches.
Edmonds, the top of my
Edmonds,
list with the Angels.
Okay, wait a minute.
I can't come up with a better one than this.
I have a hot take.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think this is a hot take once you watch them both. Go watch the Willie Mays catch.
Okay.
And somehow tell me that that's better than Jim Edmonds in Kansas City.
So the thing
you
that
can't.
People don't know about that Willie Mays catch, though, is that the center field wall, 470
yes.
feet from home.
Yeah, he was way
so
out
it, like, the catch itself, the actual securing of the ball, not as good as some of this other stuff, but the run to get there was otherworld.
Go watch Jim Edmonds.
Watching it right now.
Jim Edmonds had several. He had one
yes.
in the World Series, too, but go watch the Jim Edmonds one in Kansas City.
It's a better catch.
And tell me that that is a worse catch than Willie Mays. No. I do not believe it.
Oh, it's a
not.
Better catch.
You're talking about the one where he's in the sleeveless?
Yeah, he's yes. in the...
Yeah, that's the one that dude, first comes to mind is the greatest catch I've ever seen.
That is the best catch you will ever
see.
He's
in a dead
see.
Sprint back to
yes.
home plate, and he's trying to do the wide receiver thing where he's looking up over his head for the ball,
yes.
and he doesn't have the shoulder to turn over. He's straight back,
you know what,
straight
though?
Dive.
It's almost... Like, if you wanted to knock that Jim Edmonds catch, it's almost just pure luck.
Yeah.
Right. It's like he throws his glove out and it goes into his glove.
Yeah.
It's
otherwise,
a little sandlot. Hey, put your glove
yes.
up. And
he
let
takes
me
a
do
leap
the rest.
Of faith there at the
yes.
end.
And I'm telling yeah. you, go watch. And this is why the Clark catch, the one from the A's yesterday, Denzel Clark, is the best. First off, the way he's having to track that ball, he looks up at it three or four times. Just the fact that he put himself even in position to do that. Then proceeds to Spider-Man Bo Jackson style up the damn wall. Then he realizes that as he's up above the wall, he's like 3 feet away from the ball. And so he proceeds to then backhand it over the wall. Like he's about ready to flip over the wall and still makes the catch over the wall. I've never seen anything like that. And whereas the Jim Edmonds catch, again, or the Willie Mays, I get it, it's over the shoulder. But you tell me which one's harder. Just running and looking up over your shoulder and diving, or having to climb a wall while judging where a ball is going to come down, elevating over that wall that's like, what, eight and a half feet high, then full extension to your left and reaching out behind the wall, high pointing it, not flipping over the wall and bringing it back. It's the best catch I've ever seen.
As a former bad outfielder, I think front facing is easier.
Oh, for sure. Being able to watch the ball the whole time.
Yes, yeah, that's easier. No question. Now, what you're saying is you're throwing in the element of the wall, which you have, like, that's a whole nother deal. But
he's not front facing. The whole way he's tracking it, he is turning and running. And about three times, he has to look over his shoulder, back to the wall, back over the shoulder to try to track that ball.
But he's not catching it over his head. That's the thing. Like, I think, again,
catching it fully extended backhand.
I was a bad outfielder. I can tell you that the over the head grabs are just, that's why the Kevin Mitchell one comes to mind.
The barehanded.
His was over the head and barehanded.
Well, you want to talk about luck too. The reason he had to do that is because he took a horrible route to the ball and kind of overran it and underran it like at the same time.
He got lucky
because he had to kind of reach back behind him with the bare hand because his glove hand wouldn't reach.
I would say this.
That's badass though, because he just like, one, Kevin Mitchell was a scary dude.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool that he just like, he just palms
just
it.
Scared
like,
it. Yeah.
I don't know that Clark's catch is the greatest catch I ever saw, but I think that it's certainly up there. But I think that the difference with Clark and some of Mike Trout's catches, because Mike Trout has one in Baltimore that's very similar to Clark's.
I also sent you guys both one of him in Anaheim doing the almost identical thing. One.
Yeah, I think the difference is in the Edmonds and Kevin Mitchell is there is an element of they got lucky, whereas the Denzel Clark, Mike Trout catches, and not that Jim Edmonds was Jim Edmonds was a great center fielder.
Yes.
So he put himself in position to make that play. I just think that the nowadays, you see a lot of guys robbing home runs now. I think way more so than they used to. Denzel Clark, Mike Trout, I think it's a play. It's almost a play. Like, it is in their arsenal.
Yeah.
Whereas Jim Edmonds, would you say that the you know, sort of the over-the-shoulder catch is in his arsenal? Maybe. He's better at it than other guys, but I also think there's an element of luck that goes into that.
And the degree of difficulty on what Clark did is through the roof.
Can I say one more thing about Clark's?
Yeah.
And this is why I think it's so special. Because we do see a lot of robbed home runs these days. He does step off the wall. He uses the wall to launch.
Yep.
He's also very athletic. You can tell he's very athletic.
Yes.
But I think that might be the ball of all these catches, and I haven't seen them all, but you know, you rack in your brain of all the ones that you remember. That might be the ball that was most out of the park that was brought back.
To get pulled back.
And that's my thing. When you look at it, as I'm looking at the one that you sent me with Trout. And again, I went down a whole deep dive of great catches. The Trout one, he's like mid-chest at the wall and reaches over and grabs. I'm telling you, look.
His belt's over.
His belt is over the wall. The fact that he caught it and didn't fall over the wall, he catches it and then does some sort of whirly bird kind of maneuver just to keep his balance from going over. His crotch is almost level with the top of that
wall. He risked going all the way over by... like,
well, it
close.
Would have been way cooler if he did, and then he'd be compared to Derek Jeter, which is one of the more overrated catches that talk about.
Yeah,
took about six steps in foul territory
before
he planted
his face.
It was a freaking
pop up. Yeah, now I get it; he was running hard towards the wall, and there's not that much foul ground over there, so he had to dive into the stands.
Yeah.
He has said before that he couldn't. Like, there was he could have slid,
but
maybe.
He didn't actually make the catch diving into the stands.
No,
he went in
easy,
after he made the catch.
Yes, it was an easy catch, and then he looked up and went, oh, I should probably jump into the second row.
Yes.
In the realm that you're talking about with a player reaching so far back into the stands, the one other one that pops up in my mind is Brian Giles at PNC Park. He had one way down in the corner, and he had to dig both feet into the wall, and he reached like a full... like past the first row to kind of basket catch this thing backwards. That one stands out for me too, but it might still not be as good as Clark's.
I watched that one.
I mean, there's no right answer to this. I just, for me, I went down a rabbit hole and I don't ever remember seeing a catch that was that impressive. I don't ever remember watching one where I just sat there and went, what in the hell was that?
And Torrey Hunter, who's like the king of the home run robbery, who kind of made it his thing before everybody started doing it, he went on X last night or Twitter and basically said, I used to do stuff like this, and this is maybe the greatest one that I've ever seen.
Yeah, so for someone saying, didn't Ichiro do this regularly? No one does this regularly. I mean, this is...
You got to watch this one. This one is another level of athleticism. It really is. Yeah. Even Torrey Hunter, because somebody brought up Torrey Hunter, Robin, Barry Bonds in the All-Star game.
Which was like a fun moment, but it didn't have the degree of difficulty this did at all.
This catch by Clark dwarfs just the regular... robbing of the home
run. Oh, it's not even, it's apples and oranges.
It makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
And that's what Torrey Hunter was against Barry Bonds, which is a great play, but this one is just like, it's next level.
Yep.
And the best part about it, the very best part about it, was him strutting around in center field after he made the, dude, that guy, did you see the riz dripping off that guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's fun now when you see, I mean, players have always been athletic, but I mean, some of these guys, he is a freak athlete. And it's fun to watch guys that are this athletic out there, you know, doing stuff that you've never seen before. I'm watching the Torrey Hunter Bonds one. Yeah, that's not even...
That's not even close to Torrey Hunter's best robbery.
It's a great catch.
Hunter has four or five that are way better than that.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned
Bo
Jackson.
It's just fun that it was Bonds in the All-Star game. You can give someone S about that.
Somebody mentioned Bo Jackson, and as a Bo Jackson P1, that catch where he ran up the wall.
No, it was just a...
It was kind of a routine catch. He just was kind of like Jeter. He ran out of space.
He just did a flare for the dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here and I've got all this speed. I'll just go up the
wall. And it was pretty amazing that he did, that he ran up and down the wall.
Just from an athletic point, that was amazing, but not from a catch standpoint.
Not from a catch standpoint.
Well, again, look, what's the best of all time? Let someone on First Take yell and scream about that.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll tell you what, it's as good a catch as you'll ever see. You can decide where it's at. It's an all-timer. When you see something and it leads you to watch it double-digit times and then leads you to then see if you can find other ones that you think are as good, or like you start Googling all-time great catches, you know you've done something.
Well, and then you, yeah, anytime you look at Willie Mays' catch, which is one of the all-time famous catches,
yeah,
and you go,
Well, some, yeah.
You know Denzel Clark was pretty good.
Although, again, the Mays stuff, it is different when you do something on the biggest stage, right?
World Series, you do something, and as Buck said, it was like 8,000
like
miles,
470 feet from home plate,
and then they claim look that the throw, area, and they claim that the throw was as good, if not better than the catch.
Yeah, he held the runner. There was a runner on third, and he didn't score. Go look at the aerial of where Willie Mays caught that catch on that ball at that ballpark.
It's
insane how far back there he was.
Well, I love back in the day too that you had that. I got an idea. See, let's make the center field wall 572 feet away.
Because I think it was the Polo Grounds, so they it was a multifunctional facility. They played other games there. So
I just love that was like back in the day. We thought it was great. Like, no one needs to hit home runs. Now we came here to see people slap singles in deepest parts of the field.
Well, how far? I don't remember who hit that ball. If it were a regular home run, how far would it have been? I mean, that was 470 feet.
No, I mean, I think he hit the ball 470 feet, and it was an out.
And it was an out.
Yeah, center field was 483 feet.
And he was right at the track.
Right up at the track, yeah.
You imagine?
Imagine crushing a ball like that and making an out.
He hit it 470 feet. That's like when you're playing softball or whatever, and you would bomb one. And then, you get some little speedy guy that would run it down, and you were a fat kid. So, you got held to a double. Like, that's ridiculous.
Respect to the catch. I didn't mean to crap on the catch. Respect
no, it wasn't
the catch.
That. They're just they're very different in what makes them special.
Yeah. And it was 1954.
I saw like an interesting post about this, and it's a much bigger picture thing, but Sam Decker, the former basketball player, said pre-social media, there would have been a 15-minute segment about this catch on SportsCenter, and we would have talked about it with our friends for weeks. I sometimes miss when things became almost folklorish and things moved slower. Like, we're going to forget about this so quickly. Agreed? Is it just to, like, because we, I mean, I remember even as recently as, I don't know, 10 years ago, the Yoenis Cespedes throw that was talked about for a week or whatever. We're in this like, cycle now of sports stuff where awesome stuff happens, and then we discard it really quickly.
Yes, we do. Nothing sticks. And I mean nothing.
Well, what do you want to stick? Like, we just did a segment on it. Like, what do you want to do another segment on it for every day for a week?
Tomorrow.
Like,
and the next day.
What does stick mean? What does that mean?
That it'll be quickly forgotten.
Everything is forgotten.
I mean, I don't know about forgotten. It's just, I don't know. No, I don't agree. I don't.
Fair enough.
I'm not in on that.
And I tend to agree with you because everything, nothing lasts. And I mean nothing.
You'll remember that. You just said it was the best catch you've ever seen. You don't think you can recall that
in
3 years?
I will. I'm with Buck. And when you're talking about it being in the, I don't know.
Like, maybe it doesn't go in the lexicon now. People could talk about this as one of the greatest catches ever.
Nothing goes in the lexicon.
But given the times, maybe it won't be.
We were a week removed from the most powerful man on the planet and the richest man on the planet literally having a D-measuring contest and, like, threatening to expose the other one. And, like, that is, like, no one cares. Like, it's over and done. That lasted, like, 48 hours. And a baseball catch is going to last? No. We'll move on, like, and I will remember this. When someone asks me a year from now, I'll be like, oh, my God, that guy from Oakland, or actually the guy from Sacramento. But in general, it is so hard to get stuff to actually have roots anymore that lasts and stands the test of time. By the way, unofficially, they are saying the estimate on the Willie Mays catch is somewhere between 455 and 460 feet.
Okay.
Where he made that catch.
It's way out there. But where was he playing? I'm sure he was playing
at the Polo Grounds.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, where was he?
Like, was he shallow? Was he playing deep?
He wasn't playing shallow.
Oh.
Maybe he was. That's what made it amazing.
It says that Willie Mays, the catch occurred at the deep center field of the Polo Grounds, which is known for its unusually deep center field. While the deepest part of the field measures 483, the ball was hit about 450 to 460 feet. According to Pop History Digs, Mays made the catch at the warning track approximately 35 feet beyond. Oh, so this said it made the warning track typically 35 feet beyond the typical 450 foot mark. Doesn't that?
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. So if they're saying the ball was hit 450 to 460 feet, but Mays made the catch 35 feet beyond the typical 450 foot mark, that would make it closer to four. This is according to AI.
AI is stupid.
Well, that's odd.
AI is not always right. All right, well, we've learned this.
CBS Sports, then, if that makes you feel any better, they're saying 450 feet or so.
Okay, but I'm just saying, where was he? Like, how far did he run to get that? That's what.
That I don't know.
I mean, he may have been just playing the guy deep.
But the idea that, like, at Coors Field, one of the deepest parks, 415 to dead center, and if this was hit 450, think about, it's kind of crazy. But I don't know how far he ran. I'll see if I can track that down. I hate when AI, by the way, it contradicts itself in its own paragraph.
Boy, I sure wish that AI were better.
That A1?
Or do I? coming up next, which was worse, sulky walk-off Josh Naylor or Jason Day's outfit today? We will debate that when we return on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.